There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope you're keeping warm wherever you're listening to this show right now. I'll tell you, I've never had so many people send emails to ATN complaining about the weather. Yep, I know. I feel you. I've been there. I've been there and around the block a few times, as probably many of you have been. But the big news coming out of Washington, the buzz that affects, I guess, you and me, a couple of different things. The Department of Homeland Security, is it going to be funded? Is it not going to be funded? A crazy tug of war between the House and the Senate. Mitch McConnell not speaking with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, for 2 weeks. Sometimes they're thick as thieves, and I guess other times they can't get away from each other fast enough. So the politics has now dropped right into the laps of these two as to what direction it's going to go. Is it going to be Friday, come Saturday, there are furloughs, and essential employees will be on the job and the others, forget about it, you're hanging at home, meaning the essentials are the Border Patrol guys or the TSA people that shake you down when you go through at the airport, and they won't be paid. What'll happen is they'll get retroactive pay. Or should we even waste our breath talking about this? Because John Boehner seems to have come up with the plan to put a Band-Aid over it for 3 weeks. And what does that do? Well, it kicks the can down the road, but it doesn't necessarily change anything because they're going to be back to the same thing arguing about this and as to what to do. All over the immigration action, executive action, by the president, which leaves many people hanging in the balance as to what happens next, meaning that we've got people that are on the job in the IRS that were hired to help the illegal immigrants apply for work permits, but now they're not able to do that because the process has been stopped since the federal judge in Texas issued the injunction, and an appeal is working its way through the Fifth Circuit Court. If all of that changes, then the people who are here illegally who do get Social Security numbers, because they will, and work permits, could claim possibly thousands of dollars. We are in tax season, after all, in back taxes up to 4 years. The IRS says that would mean it could include the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit, which that would add up for some. It could mean maybe as much as $30,000, $35,000. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Republican from Wisconsin, says it's an amnesty bonus. But it's not happening now because nothing has been decided. It looks like it's going to end up in the laps of judges, which is where it is right now, because Congress probably isn't going to do anything with it. It certainly doesn't look that way anyway. CPAC is also in town in Washington, and the streets have rolled up. So CPAC is the big conservative convention, happens once a year, and whoever wants to run for president, and especially they want to get the conservatives rallied around them, they make an appearance at CPAC. Anybody who's on the bench is there. Scott Walker already spoke, and people were chanting his name. Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, who wants to be considered president, already spoke. Governor Chris Christie who wants to be on that list had something to say about Washington, D.C. And Jeb Bush is coming up. And he's the one that's kind of the wild card because he's the front runner. And he also has raised the most money or has the most money behind him. Will it be enough to push Jeb Bush over the top? These are the kinds of conversations that are happening at CPAC and also where America's headed and people who are disgruntled over where we are at this point and probably lots of conversations about the DHS and the executive action on immigration and all of that wrapped in between. Something else is going on because if some people forget that Eric Holder is still the Attorney General for now. However, Loretta Lynch, who is President Obama's choice to fill that spot, made it through one committee, one hurdle, and now has to go to the full Senate floor. The biggest problem that she's going to face is in the testimony that she is given or questions she's been asked. When she was asked about executive actions, she said they're completely legal and backed up what many Republicans think is a freak show coming out of the White House because of the use of the executive actions just to circumvent Congress. And certainly other presidents have done that. But this will be the one thing that I'm certain she will face a lot of scrutiny over when it comes to any kind of a full vote. But somehow that got lost with many people. That, you know, Eric Holder just the other week was talking about the verbal jumping jacks over not saying Islamic terrorists, Islamic extremists, when he was speaking somewhere. And he wants to give up that mantle because he's resigned, but he is the Attorney General until somebody else is nominated and then ultimately passes Congress's, gets their blessing, and they become the next Attorney General. And it could be Loretta Lynch, who comes from Brooklyn, where most of her legal work or most of what she did on the bench, most of that happened in Brooklyn. So we'll see if she snags that job or not. Like I said, it's going to be certainly cantankerous, but probably in the end she ends up getting it. And Eric Holder then is completely gone from the position of Attorney General. I think of all the Obama choices, and you know, it's all about delegation when you're the president because you have to have a strong cabinet. I really think he was the weakest link almost from the beginning, other than Tim Geithner, who was the Secretary of the Treasury and had so many Goldman Sachs ties, and I thought was just the worst in that role. Probably he would come maybe second to him or on par with him. I've said this before, but I had fun one time and I did a show. Who would you give a pink slip to if you were the president? Because, I mean, you got to do that when you're a boss. You got to be tough. And that's who I'd let go. I would have let go anyway. All right, hang with us. We're booting it to the other side, folks.
The land of race car yayas. The land where you can't change lanes. The land where large fuzzy dice still hang proudly like testicles from rearview mirrors. The land of race car yayas. The land where you can't change.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Every boy's the same since up in the seventh grade. They've been trying to get with me, trying to. They already got a plan to be my one and only man.
A lot of people hit the mailbag with this whole net neutrality thing. We're going to try to get to the mailbag, as I mentioned here in this segment. Thanks for hanging with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. The water is warm. So let's flush out net neutrality a little bit more. In fact, Nathan Reeder and I were talking in the break, and as he said, there's kind of a craziness thread to this net neutrality, and the explanations can be very muddled. So the FCC, of course, we know, regulates cable and other companies that provide this broadband services, right? And they've kind of tackled this net neutrality rules a couple of different times. In fact, in 2010, the FCC passed an order that prohibited internet service providers, so the ISPs, from blocking traffic. So it allowed commercially what they would call reasonable discrimination, but rejected the potential pay for the priority deals that would have allowed content companies to pay for faster delivery of their traffic. And then what happened is, of course, it's bounced around all over the place, and an appeals court in January of last year struck down the rules in a case that was brought by Verizon. Comcast is the only ISP that has to actually abide by the old rules until 2018 because of their acquisition of NBC Universal, right? So all other U.S. major ISPs said they support an open internet, right? And so what would that mean? What does the new plan mean? The court basically affirms the FCC's authority, if you will, because their grab, whatever you want to call it, to regulate broadband. Like I said, it's just like a public utility, so they could use another section of the communications law to restore some of the rules. And this is where, you know, Tom Wheeler's on the hot seat, because he's the chairman, because Tom Wheeler proposed new rules. And he says they would have allowed some commercially reasonable pay for priority deals. The FCC received 4 million comments in response to net neutrality. Advocates urging the FCC to reclassify it, right, to prevent potential web fast lanes. And then the president, who never weighs in on this kind of stuff, threw his weight behind it in November. And so now reclassifying broadband as well as expanding its authority to these deals where content companies like Netflix pay ISPs to link up with their networks. So there certainly would be some companies who would support it. Larger technology companies like Google and Facebook objected to paid prioritization, right? But they kind of laid in the weeds after that. But smaller companies like, let's say, Tumblr supported the push for it. So opponents of this regulation say ISPs, you know, so you look at ISPs, they don't oppose bans to prevent blocking or discrimination, but if there's a stricter regulatory body or regime is a better way to say it, it would discourage investment in the expensive network infrastructure, and they're going to challenge the new rules, certainly in court. So they're going to try, Republican lawmakers certainly would try, seeing as an overreach, are going to try to counter with a new rule. So there's going to be some things that are going to shake out of this. This is why I said you might not see it right now, but it down the road is where you probably see it much more. So net neutrality rules, good thing, bad thing. It's going to end up absolutely in court. And then the battle is going to also be over whether net neutrality is constitutional. And then you're also going to see people like Mark Cuban, who you see him on Shark Tank, you know, the billionaire basketball owner, who says, listen, this is the problem, and he's a tech guy. Of course, that's how he made his money. He's saying that the new rules on the internet, what ultimately it will happen is it sets a dangerous regulatory precedent, because does anyone really think it's going to be different for future chairmen who sit in that spot in the FCC and with whoever the future presidents are and the makeup of the FCC? He said it's just going to be one after another of kind of a whack-a-mole environment. This is his quote. If you're like me and you think the best is yet to come for the internet, you don't want the FCC involved because of the uncertainty of it. You don't want to see that happen. And then you have Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, who says the vote threatens to throw all of this, the modern economy, out of the window and to generate significant uncertainty that will impact the industry and investors. And ultimately, it trickles down to the consumers. And where I say, where I'm saying, we're going to pay more, because that's what I care about. We're going to pay more. You, me, the little guy, that person, right? So Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn agrees. She says the new rules would lead to new taxes, and we do not need the FCC's help in order to be effective. And that's where I think it will trickle down. So that's the bottom line. And many of you had something to say about that, so let's hurry up and skedaddle to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one is from Harry, who says, Kate, the FCC, more regulation sounds like a bunch of nonsense to me. Not really where we want to be, although there are probably some who like the idea of what they're going to be able to benefit from with these new FCC regulations. But I think it's ridiculous. And if it's not broke, why are they trying to fix it? Makes no sense to me. All right, this one from Jake in Austin. Wow, this is what every techie is talking about. What does it mean? What does it mean for speed? Does it mean certain people jump ahead in the line? Are there going to be some unintended consequences from the new rules? What will it do with innovation on the internet? Might look like it's not that dangerous now. Think of the cloud. Think of the things that have happened. But it could be dangerous in the near future. I'm from Techland, and this is The Buzz, Kate. Okay, how about this one from Keith, who says, I can't understand how the FCC had a vote on this that went down 3-2, and now they're reclassifying broadband internet as a public utility. When you think of public utilities, what do you think? You think of how they keep going up, don't you? And does that mean that's going to happen to us? Well, that's the theory, is that it leads to ultimately taxes, that could happen. And some kind of a scheme to control the internet? Is that what it's all about? You know, it always comes back to money to me. It does. It comes back to money when you look and pull the cover off of this thing, right? So now that's what the deal is. I mean, the bottom line is this: as of Thursday, or once it all kicks in, treat the internet like a public utility and not allow internet service providers from charging content providers extra to speed the transmission on the surface. That's what it is. But this was a 350-page document that had all kinds of things whipped into the middle of it. So it's almost like another wait and see thing. What's going to trickle out that we're not aware of? I mean, will it really affect innovation on the internet? Does it cripple innovation or not? And somebody said to me earlier today, well, think of the airlines and what they said when they regulated the airlines, and think of what they said when they regulated phone companies. And what does that mean ultimately? So I think you get the gist of it, right? Coming up, Steve Kelly. We're talking to our favorite free money guy next on America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And Kelly, and the perfect time of year, of course, because we're all whining about the snow, and so maybe we could start thinking about planning our financial futures. How about that? Coming up with a plan. How about siloing your money? He knows all about it. Stephen Kelly, I'm not even going to ask you about the snow. I know you're over 100 inches, something like that, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm amused a little bit about the people around here. I'm in, of course, New England, but I lived in upstate New York for a few years, and we get 100 inches before Christmas in upstate New York. So I get, you know, yeah, 100 inches. It's not insignificant, but heck, you know, it doesn't compare to 200 or 250 inches. And, you know, the thing about that 200 inches is it was always just all in my driveway, every bit of it. So
there you go. It is always about amounts. And that's funny because it kind of brings us to the analogy of people thinking about their money and amounts, especially when they zero in on 401ks and they don't think about the overall picture, right?
Well, yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up because I had a gal in earlier today who was really kind of worried about this situation. She's got she comes out of a hospital that is changing its plan. And the process of changing the plan is really kind of upsetting some of the you know, the plans that are already in place, and people are having to address change, and oftentimes they don't do a very good job emotionally or even in terms of the decision-making process in terms of making these kinds of changes. So she came in, she knows someone who's a client of mine and was referred. And the interesting thing about this, Kate, was that, you know, she came in with a bunch of statements, and all she wanted to show me was her 401k statement, because that's what she wanted to talk about. And she started right off wanting to know what I would put it in. What would you put this in? What would you put this in? Where would you put it? What would you do with it? And I kept trying to say, you know, Virginia, I don't know. I don't know where I would put it. I don't know what I would do with it until I know something about you. And it was really, really difficult for her to get off of. And I said, in fact, the first thing I said to her was, you know, the point of today's meeting, this was the first meeting, is not to shop products. It's not to try and solve a problem with your accounts. The purpose of today's meeting is to see if you like me. You know, that should be where you start with, mm-hmm. with this process, is you should be, the first thing you should be shopping is not product or strategies or things like that. The first thing you should be shopping is the person you want to work with. Do you trust me? Do you feel like I'm going to give you the service that I want? Do you think that I have the intellectual heft to do the job that you want to have done? Are we a fit, you know, in terms of does talking to me make you feel good, or does it make you feel nervous and frightened? All of these things really need to be, I think, the focus at the beginning of this thing. Do I have confidence in this person to serve me well? Once we're beyond that, then what we need to do is have a conversation about your total picture. And the total picture is not just this one account. The fact of the matter is, when she was just telling me that she had this one account, and I was under the impression that that's all there was, I was going one direction with in terms of my thinking. When I realized, after just sort of kind of having to pry it out of her over the course of about an hour, what the scope of their total assets were, this one account was really only about a fourth to a third of total holdings. It made a huge difference in terms of how I would approach this. And, you know, that's not an uncommon dynamic in these meetings. People come in thinking they have an issue here or a problem here and they want to fix that. What we try and do is we try and show people that you can't just take one piece of, you don't just build one room in a house. You build the whole house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how you're going to do this room over here is probably going to impact how that room over there is going to take shape. You have to, and even if you're doing a remodel, which I just did, you know, they have to dig into the structural integrity of the house and the foundation and you know, look at the roof and look at the beams and all these other things to make sure that what they're doing in terms of adding on is going to fit the structural integrity of the overall building and complement it, not take away from it. And it's not unlike what we do from a perspective of financial planning. I need to know that what I'm doing, what I'm proposing, is going to complement your overall plan. Am I doing something that's going to cause you problems with taxes? Am I doing something that's going to cause an issue for overall cash flow? Does what we're talking about expose you further, for example, if you should need a long-term care solution later on? Or am I adding unnecessary risk to your portfolio, or am I taking away a necessary risk? All of these things have to be thought about within the context of the whole and not with the pieces. And this is probably one of my biggest challenges when I'm talking to people, is getting them to think about the whole picture.
Why do you think that is, Stephen? Did you think it's because we're just so focused on one particular area, and I guess it could be other things, but it seems to be the 401k. But like you said, if you don't know the whole picture, boy, it really changes things as to, first of all, what you can help them with. If you don't know the whole picture, how can you know to advise them correctly?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? That's the issue. Why does it happen? I think it's because we're not conditioned. We're not taught to think about how our money works. And the way we sort of collect professionals around us, I think, is troubling. You know, you'll start out young, perhaps, and getting married, and you might think of a will, so you get an attorney. Or maybe at that point in time, you're thinking in terms of, well, I'm married now, and I want to take care of my wife or my husband if something happens, so I'll get a life insurance policy. So you get an insurance agent. Or maybe that happens when you have a baby, and you start thinking about that. And then you talk to somebody because I want to start planning for college for my kids. So you start, you know, you bring on a financial person to do that. And then, you know, you're buying and selling houses. So you have a lawyer for that. And then you have to do your taxes. So you have a CPA. And during the course of our lifetime, we tend to sort of skip from professional to professional, or even not professionals, perhaps salespeople to salespeople and salespeople. And if what you're dealing with a salesperson is, and they glom on to, hey, here's a $250,000 account that I could grab real easily, you know, that's where their focus is. I want to get this money and move it so I can get a payday.
Right.
Well, the reality of the situation is for you, the client, it may not be a good thing to move that money. You may do better if we just leave it where it is. So if my focus as a professional is solely on making the sale, and I'm not willing to look deeper, then, you know, I'm not going to serve you very well. I'm just going to focus on that. And so we're kind of trained to focus on a piece here, a piece there. And in fact, she had talked to somebody prior to coming into me, and it was the husband of the person that manages this program for this company. And all he wanted to do was talk to her about moving her 401k into an annuity. And I'm not sure that's the best thing for her.
Right, but he sat down. That was the instrument, and that's also part of how I think some, as you said, some investment advisors and how people move, because it's what they do. It's their income. It's feeding their financial engine, and it's not always necessarily nefarious, but that's what it is. And I think in a financial planner and an investment advisor, I mean, it's like these new commercials. You really want someone that knows you.
You really do. And in my business, there's a lot of talk about this one call close. People ask, are you into the one call close? You know, in other words, you bring them in, you find an asset, you move the asset, they're out of your office in an hour, and you've made money. And we, as a matter of policy, will never do a one call close. Even if somebody comes in and says, I want to move the money today, we won't do it. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. But they go home to think about it. I don't have people making these kinds of decisions in my office with somebody breathing down their neck. You can never come to a good decision like that. The other thing is I won't ever deal with a product with somebody unless they will show me their whole picture. I simply won't do it.
Yeah, makes total sense. All right, Free Money Guy, tell everybody about the website and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, we're at 844-4-FREE-MO, and the website is freemoneyguys.com, and there's a lot of good material on there, so we recommend you get on and take a look around.
Awesome. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Steve Kelly.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We're making that final turn here on This Hour of America tonight. And while everybody tries to figure out what net neutrality means, the poor Nathan Reeder, he's having a rough time over this, as so many people are. Seriously, the tech world has exploded. It's trending all over the internet. Lots of opinions from Silicon Valley to Austin, Texas, and bouncing around the rest of the country, too. So, on that note, that has nothing to do with dumb things I shouldn't have done, and that's where we're heading next. Take us there, Nathan.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum.
All right, let's take this first one. This is from Bill, who says, Kate, probably one of the dumbest things that I ever did is, because it's been so cold, my mailbox, you know, the hinges on it froze. In other words, the front, and opening the front of it, because I have one at the street. And I decided, okay, what I'm going to do is, I couldn't get it open. I was just doing everything I could. I thought what I would do is make, you know, boil some hot water and take it out there. Unfortunately, when I took the tea kettle out there, when I tipped it over, the water, some of that boiling hot water spilled, onto my hand while I was trying to pull open the front of mailbox. Lesson learned. You have to throw the water on it, dummy, and then pull it open. I didn't realize where my hand was. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that. I've done the thing with the lid on the teapot tipping, you know, tipping over and hitting me and a little bit of the water coming up, but not certainly not to the level of being at the mailbox and doing that, because that would be a lot of water, I'm assuming. You didn't tell us how much water, but it couldn't have been anything good. Okay, this one is from Lars, who says, Kate, I listen to the show, and I hear all the people with their dumb things, and I, like everybody else, have a lot of things probably to choose from, and the one I decided that I would choose is the one where I didn't realize my windows were down. It was storming. I was out at a movie, and when I came back out to my car, it was like a miniature flood, and I really am not exaggerating this whatsoever. I was very upset at what had happened to the seats inside my Chariot. So here is the thing. Don't leave the windows down. Even if you have nothing inside that anybody is going to steal, you don't want to leave them down because you never know what's going to happen with the weather. I think I told this story that happened to me. I lived in California for a while after I got out of school, and I was with a boyfriend, and we were in Monterey, at Cannery Row. We were right there by Cannery Row, and we went to some restaurant, whatever it was, some burger place on the water or something, and kind of the same thing, but we did have the windows up and everything, but then it was just a storm. It was like a massive storm, you know, came into the area and just slammed in the area, and then of course it left and we ran out to the car. But he had a soft roof, you know, a soft top convertible roof, and it had a leak or where it wasn't closed, and there was water everywhere. It was bad news. So I don't think he realizes that there was like a leak in the side of it, but it wasn't very fun. It's not great to get into a wet car, is it? Okay, here's this one from Hannah. Boy, a lot of new people. That's why I picked a lot of these folks. And Hannah says, Kate, dumbest thing that I've ever done, I don't know, but dumb things that I continue to do are things like when I'm doing the dishes, something gets caught where I have forks or knives or whatever it is. Seemingly, it's often a spoon that gets stuck in the drain. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call the plumber out because naturally I've flipped the switch and grinded things to a halt, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the garbage disposal. Of course I know what you mean. That's happened to me a couple of different times. In fact, recently, it's not about my dumb things, but I think I make some of you feel better when I tell you my dumb things. Recently, and I'm going to blame this on my husband, recently, you know those little tiny mason jars, not the big ones where you're canning tomatoes and stuff, it was just the small one. He somehow got it. He was using soapy water, was soaping some things, and that was in the drain. And so nothing was turning when I hit the disposal, but luckily I turned it off right away. And then when we tried to feel inside it, it was just a weird suction, and it was that mason jar was the exact size of the drains, and we were able to get it out. But it would have been probably the fifth time we had to call a plumber to come and take something out of the drain. I'm not a big fan of garbage disposals because being burned by things that have gone down them. So I can completely relate to that one. And yet we have another movie one. It seems a lot of people in this audience have problems at the movies. So Joseph says, I was at the movies and I was in a hurry because I timed it so I wouldn't have to sit through 20 minutes of what upcoming movies there were. And I got a giant tub of popcorn, and, you know, they sell you the combo thing, and they push it on you, and I got the biggest soda you could possibly get. I hadn't even eaten that day, and I was just looking forward to it. And I tripped up the steps as I was trying to get to the tippy top because there was one seat sort of left in the back, and I didn't want to sit in the front, and I could see it. So I was racing toward the seat and trying to be quiet and get out of everybody's way. In other words, not be the guy, the dopey guy on the steps running up. And I tripped, and you know, everything went flying forward. And I made a big commotion, ruined the popcorn, ruined the soda, and just kind of slurped to my seat. Oh, you know, that's like one of those questions where if you do that, do you just, I mean, what are you going to do? It's an accident. And if people are hissing at you, shame on them. But do you go back down the steps and just get some more popcorn and go back up the steps? Or do you just do what he did and you slurk to your seat? I guess you just slurk to your seat. But if you really wanted that popcorn, what a bummer. We've had like four or five people that have had stories about that. You know, incidents with popcorn and soda, and movie theaters are dark. They just have those, by the time you get to the movie, you just have the little lights. So if you're not seeing well and you're trying to, especially a big one, you're trying to get up the steps or whatever, yeah, that kind of thing is going to happen. And then there's this last one here, and this one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, it happens every single day. My dog, I have to kind of try to fake out my dog when I go out the front door to get the mail, and I'm pretty good at it usually, but unfortunately last week when I went to go get the mail, the dog ran out after me, and boy, it ended up being a wild odyssey of me trying to herd him into the house where I was blocks away from where I lived, and chasing him down the street with no collar and no leash because he didn't have his collar on. So there were some scary moments actually because of cars and him kind of darting around and thinking it was a game. But eventually I think I wore him out, and that led to him following me home. So lesson learned, just check the mail a different way. I don't know, lock the dog for a second in a different room if whenever you go outside or answer the door or whatever, he's going to run outside. There's probably a rule for that. I mean, that's kind of a thing that happens in my world too, so I don't do it. I just go around the other way and check it so I don't have to worry about opening the door. Because dogs are a good thing in a watchdog sense. If they're that kind of dog, they're probably barking if strangers come to the door or whatever. Anyway, an interesting kind of mix in dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you've done something dumb, well, geez, share it with us. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.